Okay, so the in Yaakov, we're going to start from Samech Dalet Amud Beis, and a lot of inyanim here nogeya to this week's parsha, the parsha Shmos. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Kol Makom Shenemar Nitzim Nitzavim. Anytime the Torah uses the word Nitzim or Nitzavim, Einam Ela Dasan Ravir. So although they're not named, but saying Nitzim and Nitzavim is a code word for Nasim and Avirim. So, Alamai, Ki Mesu Kol Hanashim. So, based on that, the Torah says Mesu Kol Hanashim. So, Amar Ish Lakish, Shiyadu Menachseihim. So, Ish Lakish says that they lost all of their wealth and they became impoverished. So not that they really died. And here it's in Nogeya to the Sugi of Nadarim. I think it was a Noilad Inyan. So, Tanya Arba Chashuvim Kemesim. So, based on this fact, the Brisa says that there are four people that although they're amongst the living, they're Kemesim. Ani, Mitzaira, Vesuma, Umisha Ein Lebanim. A poor person, a person with Tzaras, a Suma, a blind person, Umisha Ein Lebanim, somebody without children, Le'alenu. Ani Dechsev, Kemesu Kol Hanashim. That's the source of Dasan Vavir. Mitzaira, Dechsev, Anatahi Kemes. Referring to Miriam, when she had Tzaras, Moshe says, Yidavin says, you shouldn't be like a mace, you shouldn't have this Tzaras. Suma dechsev, machshakim, hoshivani, kimesi oilam, apasak in Eicha, Misha in loibanim dechsev, havalibanim, vimayin, mesan eichi. Rachel to Yaakov Avinu. So the question is there a tzad shava to these four things? Or is each one unique? Pashtus is that each one is separate. And the tzad shava is that there are certain basic components of life which allows a person to feel a quality of life. In order to be amongst the living on a certain darga, which is like respectable and somewhat expected in order to be able to feel that he's not drowning, that he's not consumed in a certain tzar. And Anius is certainly one of those things. Mitzaira is that a person is excommunicated, is not amongst normal civilization. Asuma, a person can't see, is difficult to experience life because so much is tali on being able to see what's going on. And Misha Ein Lo Banim, a person doesn't have that nitzchis, doesn't have that continuation, is also a lacking in the darga of Chaim. If you take a look on the first page from the Kafta of Aferach, which we have at the additions here. So, the first Maram Makom is, do you have that? Oirach Yesharim? Yeah? It's on Daf Vav? Yeah? Oirach Yesharim? Yes? You don't see it? Go to the bracket. He says here in the bracket, "V'inyan b'zeh sheyamri chazal ki arba chashivim kemesim hu'al pi melitzasam sheyamri oichavusa oimisusa." Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, that like the Rav had mentioned on Shabbos, that Rabbi Yochanan was a person who was a big bal yisur, but when it was the death of Reish Lakish, he couldn't live anymore. So, even an ani fits into this formula that there's an inyan called chavusa oy misusa, that the lack of having a chaver is a bechin of misa, and even an ani, that even another ani despises him. And it's very uncommon that the aniim, that they usually sit solitude. So, because an ani lacks chaverim, so he's b'chinas misusa, b'chin ha-mitzayra, asher meshavu hu bodal michutz l'machane, that a mitzayra also has to sit in confinement, b'chin ha-suma, asher moved on mibni adam, that a suma can't interact properly because he doesn't have the faculties to be able to see and to connect. B'chin yishe'in lo banim, hu gamkin ke'a'er ba'arava yichidi, It's also that a person is lacking a certain companionship from children. Al kein nechshavim kulam kameisim. So he finds the Orech Yesharim. The Tzad HaShava is a lack of connection, a lack of chaverim, chavrusa, a bechin of chavrusa or misusa, as a Tzad HaShava for each of them. To the left and slightly below is the Chidush HaGadol of Mara. Mara has a different take. And he learns that each one is a different inyan, but he goes back to the Maisa of Adam HaRishon. Says the Mara, V'yeshach alafar shalderach ha-pshat, Eila arba neged ha-chalukim sha-adam murkav mehem. Sha-adam murkav, that a person is comprised of four components. Guf, nefesh, fa-hat-selem ho-ele ki ha-nivdol, shenemar al-ha-adam, va-yivra es ha-adam b'tzam o-b'tzam alakim bar-oisai, v'dov eze inyan alakim yoid. There's a certain elokus that a person has, tzelem alakim, which is the third component. The parnasa that a person has is considered to be a fourth bechina. And he wants to say that these four things mentioned, these inyanim, I guess we could say, of Adam HaRishon and in the Gan, that he had his guf, he had his nefesh, he had his tzelem eloki, and he also had his parnasa already all provided for him, is connected these four things. So a metzera, that the tzaras is davik to his guf, it's as if he does not have a guf. So metzera is kenegid guf. V'kasher chaser ru'os, person is lacking the ability to see a suma. Gam kenechshav kemeis. Why? Shehi ru'os hu toilu b'nefesh, k'mo shisbar lamala. We don't have that lamala. But he said earlier that nefesh and the koyach ha-re'i are toli zeh b'zeh. Like a rock doesn't see because it doesn't have a nefesh. Like the pasuk says that a person gives birth b'tzalmai. So if he doesn't have children, then he's not utilizing this tzalem. So ain lo tzalem b'dmus. That's considered the third bechina. So we have so far the guf, the nefesh, the tzalem. And he continues on here about the tzelem with a little of arichas. Ki atzelem hazeh oimi lahad pis by acher k'mashu kol tzelem. Like, take a picture. Atzelem means to replicate something. For amu misha'eno oisik b'piruvia. Like the Gemara says in Yavamas. Ki ilam amayit es hadmus. There's a miyut hadmus. Tzelem udmus. If a person doesn't reproduce. For afim yesh lo tor upon him. Even if a person has a beautiful countenance. Ain't that tzelem shroi lo adam. It's not the tzelem. It's a different type of a tzelem. It's a godly tzelem, which is associated with puravu. Whatever is a inyan muflug b'chachma. Since this is a very high thing, it certainly needs explanation. So therefore he sums it up. So these four things are connected, the four chalakim of a mensch. Who perish there, he says, gamkein bor ve'emes. He signs off on it very strongly. Okay. So let's continue in our Gemara after seeing him shot him in these four anyana. And daf samachim et aleph, the Gemara gives us a very interesting story, which we're not going to spend much time in, but let's do it. Tanya hamudir hana mechaveiro, ein matir lo ela b'fanav. If a person makes a neder, depriving hana from someone else, he has to be matir the neder in front of him. Ma hani mili, where do we know this? Amar v'nachem d'chsi, v'yimah Hashem ha-Moshe b'binyan. Again, in our parasha, says that Moshe was mekabel neder from Yisro that he wouldn't go to Mitzrayim because of Dasan and Navim who were there. He was afraid for his life. Told Moshe before going out to Mitzrayim, Lech. He said, go back and to be Matar Neder, and then you can come down to Mitzrayim. Dechsev. What's the indication from the Pesukim? Vayol Moshe l'shevet asayish. Ve'ein ala ela shvua. Vayol Moshe. It's a lashon of shvua. Dechsev. Vayavi oise bala. Dechsev. V'gam b'melech nevuchanetze. Mora shehishbiya b'lekim. So the Gemara, in bringing down Nebuchadnezzar and the story with Tzidkiyahu, explains this neder that Nebuchadnezzar made Tzidkiyahu take, and the consequences of that. My Meriduse, what was the rebellion, this Meridus of Nebuchadnezzar? Ashkechet Tzidkiyahu le Nebuchadnezzar ochel arnavasa chaya. Tzidkiyahu found Nebuchadnezzar. He was able to come in unannounced, and he saw Nebuchadnezzar was eating a rabbit while it was still alive, Eivir Menachai. Avali Nebuchadnezzar le Tzidkiyahu. So Nebuchadnezzar said to him, Ishtavali de la Megala Salai. He tells him in Milsa, swear to me that you won't tell anybody about this, so that it shouldn't be a priestess in my covet. Ishtavale, so Tzidkiyahu took that oath. The Saif Havakam it started Tzidkiyahu Bagufe. Tzidkiyahu was very pained about this, that he couldn't tell. Ishtal Ashavusa Vigalile. So he was Matur Neder, and he made it known. The Shaman Nebuchadnezzar, the Kamavaz and the Avin Nonoi, Nebuchadnezzar got word that the Rabbanim were making fun of him. Shalach v'ayisit sin Sanhedrin Tzidkiyahu, so he called them in Sanhedrin and Tzidkiyahu Amar lehu, Chazisim my Oved Tzidkiyahu, did you see what Tzidkiyahu has done? Lav hachi hava d'shtabos b'shmo d'shmaya d'lo megalis, did he not take an oath that he wouldn't reveal? So the Sanhedrin said, or Tzidkiyahu said, ishtel l'sashvuasi, that he was matur neder, matur shvua. Amar lehoin, mishtashlan ashvuasi, so he turned to the Sanhedrin and said, could this be done? Amrle in, yes. So Amrlehu, so Nebuchadnezzar was very sharp. Befanav afilu shelo befanav, because I wasn't there. So there's the din of matur neder requiring the mudr to be there. Amrle befanav. Taka right, need to be befanav. So Amrlehoin. So he said to them, Va'atun mayav disun. How could you have done that? My time alor misun l'tzidkiyo. Why didn't you stop Tzidkiyo from being matur the neder? So this pasuk therefore applied. Yeshu la'aretz, they should be silent. The zakenim of Tzion. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Melamed sheshamtu karim mitachteim." So he pulled out their pillows. The Sanhedrin used to sit on pillows. He pulled out the pillows from under them. It was of course a simon that was not going to be very, very good for them.
More in its face is the kasha. The Gemara doesn't say why would the rabbanim violate their own tradition, right? Fun of. The Gemara doesn't go through why he made an exception to Tzidkiyahu and the Moshe on his nedesh labor fun of in person.
Yeah. There's a
they admit because they were
They do talk about it though. I forgot where I saw it. Didn't make note of it to have the discussion now. But there's a Ben Yehoyada. We'll just speak it out outside. He says, what was the chiddush of the Nebuchadnezzar? Didn't everybody know that he was a big achzar? He killed people left and right. So why was he so appalled by the fact that they were saying that he ate a rabbit live? Well, this really got him going. So we have it here. You take a look, Taka, on Areshin and Ches on the Ban and the Ben Yehoyada. It's quoted in the Likutim. He says that all the achzarias sha'esa b'toris dina mishpat liyasa poishim ein zolzolai. All the achzarias which he did, that he put the poishim, whatever types of achzarias that he did to oppress those who were against him, so ki oim rekach, people could say that it's right for a melech like him to be matalema on the poishim b'achzarias. So people should learn their lesson. Ach, but there was ein bo din u'mishpat. There was no din, there was no mishpat, and he's doing an achzarias to bal chayt to eat it while it was still alive. What hana does he have from that? And it was a whole new level of achzarias to eat a rabbit which was alive, because for what? To be matal ema? There's no ema here. That was like a whole new daga, so that people would say they could be toilet that Nebuchadnezzar really wasn't that bad, because listen, he was a melech and a melech has to act a certain way, so people should have ema as a melech. But what, behind closed doors to eat a rabbit? That just showed that everything which he did was that he was an achzar. So that's why he was so upset, because it came to show now that all the things which he did to everybody else, where people were being toilet and hatolas ema. Now the Mafreya just shows that he was just a big achzar, so that's why he's upset. Let's see. The Gemara makes a very nice story of Rabbi Shmuel and his mysterious nefesh, you could say, for the Benais Yisrael. But let's skip a little bit to Reishon and Tess, where the Mishnah and then the Gemara brings the story of Rabbi Shmuel of the girl that he gave a golden tooth to. So in the middle of the page, Ho the Amrla de Devisu. A man who said to his wife, Koinim Sha'iat Nanisli Achitami Tavshilech of Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. We'll come to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yossi in a second. So after the Maaseh of Yishmael, so a woman was told by her husband that he's being koinim her, that he's not getting hana from her until she gives her tavshil to eat to Rabbi Huda and to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Huda had some of it, and Amar, and he said why? Because of a kal v'chomer. Uma lasis shalom beinish leishtoi Amar Torah. So Rabbi Yehuda was concerned about Shalom Bayis, and he said that if it's okay to erase the name of Hashem for the sake of Shalom Bayis, so I certainly can eat from this food in order to absolve the woman of this neder of her husband that he wouldn't get any hana from her. Rabbi Shimon lo tar. Shem Bar Yochai did not want to eat. Amar, he said, Yamusa kol b'nei almana v'al yazus shema mimakayma. An expression the Gemara uses to say that there's no way I'm going to eat from this. V'oid, and the Gemara gives like as if another reason, ki heichi d'lo l'sragle l'minder. He didn't want that people should be accustomed to making nedarim until fulfilling them, as we'll see a little bit later, that nedarim is not something which is encouraged. So in order that people should not see that it would be okay to make nedarim, he didn't want to allow a kiyum of the neder. Now take a look at the Maratz Chayis on the left side of the page. He says, Ayin Yerushalmi per kama desaita, it's in the Likutim. Ayin Yerushalmi per kama desaita b'yikir Abba, over the Reb Meir, dehiniach lorok aleinav kedei lasa shalom b'nish leishtai. There's a similar maisa with a Tana Rebbe Meir, that he allowed a woman to spit on his eyes in order to make shalom bayis. And he also used the kal v'chomer of Yehuda, that if Hashem's name could be erased shalom bayis, certainly I can allow my eye to be spat on in order to make shalom bayis. Why didn't Reb Shimon want to eat? A medrash which we've spoken about in the past in Shir Hashirim, Nagila Mispach Habach, the whole ma'is of the Reb Shimon, that the husband and wife couldn't have children for 10 years, and he said you should make a party to celebrate the gerushin like you did for the nisuin, and then after the party he was drinking and he was drunk, and he said to her, "What is it that you want? And you can take whatever it is." He fell asleep. He woke up and he was in her house. So he said, "What am I doing here?" So you could take whatever I want, and I want you. And so Reb Shimon heard that, he gave him a bracha, and they had children. So you see, Reb Shimon cared a lot about shalom bayis. So if that's the case, so if he cared so much about shalom bayis, so why didn't he eat? That's the kashya Maratz Chayis. He says, I heard they asked that question. V'nirali, the binidarim came into efshar lahatir haneder de la'akwa, the shiras chacham. Since it's an easy way to get out, you don't have to be mekayim the neder. All you have to do is be matir neder. V'chagavna hadin noisin shalola hagilim binidarim. That's why he didn't want to be matir the neder. Even though for the sake of shalom bayis, because he could be poor shalom bayis another way, just be matir neder. He's a chacham. He could just say matir neder. Rabbi Huda could just been matir neder. Could have found the pesach matir neder. But limchas biyadam shlo yibatzes mama. That's what Maratz Chayis says. What's difficult a little bit is because it seems like for the Gemara that the Gemara is saying that. The Gemara says that it sounds like two things from the Gemara. The Rabbi Shimon saying yamusa kol bnei amana va'al yoza shema mimekayma, not budging. Va'oid. Didn't want people to go ahead and to make nedar. So what's the whole reason why he doesn't want to make shalom bayis by eating it? Because it could be matzah the neder, and he doesn't want there should be nedar. So that's what the Gemara says. But I thought it sounds like the question is that if shalom bayis is so important, so then put the not every neder is totally in shalom bayis. So in this case, put the neder aside. And just go ahead and make shalom bayis. I mean, shalom bayis is so chomer, that was the kasha. So what's the teres of the Maratz Chayis? I was thinking that maybe it goes along with the following inyan. Many have, and it's brought under the machzorim before Kol Nidre, to say a passage in the Zohar. And the Rav spoke about it once, maybe more than once, at least I remember once, before Kol Nidre. The passage in the Zohar Kaddish, which says, What's the whole Indian of Kol Nidre after all? There's like such a big Indian about Nidarim, but Yom Kippur, we couldn't be Oisik in something else. So the pshat is, this final question tell us, is because there is a big neder that God Baruch Hu made that Klai Yisrael should be in Golos. And by being Mata Neder, being Oisik in that Sugya, it's an attempt to be Ma'oyer Rachmim, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu should be Mata Neder on the neder that he made that Klai Yisrael should be in Golos. And that comes from the Zohar, which is the Mem Reb Shimon. So Memela, you could say like this. Every single Hataras Nadarim is Ma'oyer Lamala, a Hisairis, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should be Mater Neder, the Neder of Klai Yisrael B'Golos. So it could be the Pshat and Pnim Misa. Here you have Reb Shimon. And you know, Reb Yehuda is always Keneged Hapshat, and Reb Shimon is always in Pnim Misa. So Mamela, the reason why Reb Shimon insists on Hataras Nadarim, it is not going to make Shalom Bayis by eating from the food, is because Reb Shimon sees in Pnim Misa that being Matern Neder, which is the way you're supposed to go here, will be Ma'ayra, bigger Shalom Bayis than that. And that's really the whole Indian of Kol Nidre. It's a Hisairis that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should be Mati, the Neder should be Chol HaNadarim. So Mamela, Reb Shimon L'Shitasai, to be Ma'ayra, that Hataras Neder, which is a higher level of Shalom Bayis, the root of all Shalom Bayis, he insists on Hataras Nadarim and not eating from the food. The Pshat of Derech
Hefshe. When he says, Ki hechi te lovin the strakli the meitar, that we don't want people taking Dharm, meaning I'll be mati the nether, or I won't and let them suffer and be an example to everyone, and then the next person is not going to make a nether because, oh boy, look what the problems they had. So, when he doesn't want Nidarim, how does he accomplish? By just being Matir or by letting this one go and people then won't take Nidarim because they'll see that it has serious consequences? And you're, in fact, sacrificing this the Shalom Bayis over here.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And the key in Nidarim would just enforce the fact that people will make Nidarim. Yeah. And if by not, maybe you're right. The consequences of the Nidarim will encourage people not to. Yeah. The Gemara then brings a very beautiful Maisa with Bava ben Buta. Yes, he mentioned it last week. Ho bar Bava de Salik la'ara de Yisrael, Nasavitza. So there was a bar Bava who came to Eretz Yisrael. He married a woman. Amar Le, he said to her, Bashili li train talfe. He asked that he should make for her, she should make for him a little bit of adashim, of lentils. So Bashili li train, so she made only two. So Rasa Chala, he got upset. Salamachar Amala Bashila di Griva. He asked to make a lot, and Bashila's Griva, so she made a lot. So Amala, Isili trained Butzinin. So he says, go get me two avatichim, two watermelons, two melons. Isili trained Shragin, so he brought two candles, which is also Lashon of Baitzina. So he was upset. Amala, Tevar Yasan al Bava, go break it by the doorstep. So Haba Yasa Bava ben Buta al Bava. So Bava ben Buta, he was a Dayan, so he was sitting by the Pisre Sharm. The Kadoin Dina, he was Danin. You know, Bava ben Buta was a Talmud of Shammai HaZaken. Tavares Yasana Reshe. So she went and she smashed it, these candles on his head. So Amrala, Mahadin Da'avdis, what are you doing? So Amrala, so she said, Kach Tzivani Bali. My husband told me to do this. So Amrala, so he said, oh, At Osis Vitzayim Baleich, you're doing the Ratzon of your husband. Hamakam yoitzi mimeich shnei banim kibana ben Buta. She be zechet to have two children, like Bava ben Buta, because of your mesiras nefesh to be mekayim in such an extreme way. The ratzon of your baal. So take a look at the HCI safe on the bottom. It's really the round here. Take a look at the round too. Shnei bavim kibava kineged trei shragi. That these two children were like kineged. These two flames, these two candles, Ner Hashem, Nishmas Adam. It wasn't just Tama Randa Bracha, that these two Neras would be reflected in these two candles. Then there's an Iyun Yaakov here. You can see here it's underlined. He says, Nira Tahavi Maisa Lima Moshe Shalalas, Bamali Yaseir Linsav. I don't really understand this Iyun Yaakov. I think there's a Mokka for Iyun here, but he has a very interesting way of learning this Gemara. That the Gemara wants to teach us a davar musar, that a person should not go b'mayli yaseya linzav, that he shouldn't marry above his pay grade. Okay, the isber kabal yivim, the Gemara says in Yevamis, nachus darga nasavitza, that a person should go a step down and to marry a wife. V'kach mevi ha'ovda the salak le'eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara began by saying a man came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Now, it seems like the reason why the Gemara brings that is because there was a communication problem. He was asking for one thing and she was bringing something else because there was just, it wasn't so clear linguistically what he was talking about. So he says, no, this has another implication. The fact that he came to Eretz Yisrael, she'ala lintzav isha chashuva me'eretz Yisrael dafka. He said he wanted a wife from Eretz Yisrael. He was marrying up. V'ayidei kein achsa v'midas ha'gaiva. And so therefore, because she was like a isha chashuva me'eretz Yisrael, and he was just, you know, this guy from Bavel, so she felt a little bit of gaiva. V'lohaisa reisha l'shamsha k'shivcha k'ray. She didn't want to serve him as like a wife to a husband, because she felt she was better than him. So he thought he was marrying up, but it turns out that she felt she was higher than him because she was from Eretz Yisrael and he wasn't. So she would purposely not bring him anything which he asked for because she didn't want him to keep asking her for things. So he wasn't exactly margish what was going on over here. But he did. Bava understood the real Shalom Bayis issue here. So he made it as if he didn't know. And he said to her, "At asis v'tzayim ba'aleich." So he knew that she had this guy over him, but he made it as if he didn't suspect her of that, as if like he gave her the credit that she did something which of innocence. They should be kanveilach tikach moser lasas v'tzayim ba'aleich d'sham shekarai. So that she would think, oh, look how Bava Menduta thinks about me, what he thinks is very precious and a good way for the wife to treat her husband. So he said that in order that she should be thinking about her actions. Like it says in the Medrash, it's very interesting. The way he's learning the Gemara is that why does the Gemara tell us that he went up to Eretz Yisrael? Because he tried to marry up. She felt she was better than him. So Mamila, she kept messing everything up. Because she didn't want to always be bothered with his requests. And then she went ahead and she broke this on Bava Menduta's head. And then he said, oh, you're such a gevaldik wife, you always do what your husband wants. And from that she would take Musar and Tataka humble herself before her husband, at least to be on equal footing, so that she shouldn't think that she was bigger than him. Yeah? But what I don't understand is first of all, he made the assumption, it sounds like the Inyakov, that the husband didn't get what was going on, but it says Rasach. He was upset about it. The first time he asked, and she came back with only two adashim, so it says Rasach, he was upset. So it seems like he was margish. But secondly, if the whole thing here is that she's really trying to get out of it, so why does she go ahead and take the candles and break it on his head? Can anybody please be masked to me? Like what? How does this fit into the equation? Meaning, it sounds like he's saying that she really wasn't so innocent. So Bava Menduta was playing along so that she would kind of bring herself down to make Shalom Bayis. Well, if she wasn't so innocent, so then why did she go ahead and break it on his head?
Maybe she thought, I'm going to do this. My husband's going to be so upset about it, horrified, that he'll never ask me to do anything again.
That's a good shot. You hear that. Could be. It could be. But here's Mokum E in there. Like what? Because it sounds like that there is an innocence if she went ahead and did that. And he was so impressed, which is what... But from the Inyakov, it sounds like, no, she was kind of acting out of line.
Yeah.
So, Yesh Makom Iyom Mazeh. The Ben Yehoyada here, to the right, on Tfares Yasana Reishe, has a very interesting har. He always says very beautiful things, Ben Yehoyada. Not that he needs my eskama, but I found it to be always very mechudishtika angle. Nir min ha-shamayim nizgagal davar zeh lo hidiyah lo eisei tzadik mikadim kadmasa. It was min ha-shamayim that Bava Menduta was the one chosen to get his head smashed on. Because eventually what would happen with Bava Menduta? If you know the Gemara in the beginning of Bava Basra, Gemara tells us something very faithful about the life of Bava Menduta. And this is Min HaShemayim, to teach the Tzaddik what was going to happen. The Gemara says that Hordis, you know, he was an Evan in the house of the Chashmonaim. He came to power, he rebelled, and he killed out all the Chashmonaim. And when he took the Malchus, so he was afraid that the Chachamim wouldn't accept his Malchus because he was an Evan. And he killed out all the Chachamim. He regretted it, and he asked Bava Menduta how he could be mechaper for himself. And the reason why the Gemara says over there that he left only Bava Menduta because he felt he was a a great sage and he wanted his counsel, but he gashed out his eyes. And he attempted to try to chap of mevuta and being like a mari b'malchus. So Hordus, he dressed up as like a commoner, and he came to Bava b'Buta, and he said things like, you know, what do you think about the king? Give me your real thoughts about the king. And each time Bava b'Buta says, I'm not going to say anything. You can't talk anything about a king. You know, the walls will hear, and you have to be very careful. So he was so impressed with Bava b'Buta, and he said, had I known the Chachamim of Yisrael were so great, I wouldn't have touched them. So then he asked for a kapara. Bava b'Buta said, since you extinguished, you closed the eyes of the Chachamim of Klal Yisrael, which are dumb to the eyes, so go ahead and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, which is called an eye, Eino Shalayla. And he went ahead and he did that. And he really built a beautiful Beis HaMikdash. He redesigned it, and it was a beautiful marble, and it was spectacularly more beautiful than the first Beis HaMikdash. But Bava b'Buta was the one who had his eyes gouged, and this was his fate. And so the Ben Hoyada says that the reason why these lamps were hit on the head of Bava b'Buta was a siman min ha-shamayim what was going to happen to him. Because it says, because in the end, nikiris enav, shehem kishtei neiris ha-munachim b'raish, because the two eyes are like two candles, which allow a person to see. It's the way of a Kaddish Baruch Hu to be meramis the tzaddikim's things which will happen to them, as it says, "Kilo yasashem davar ki im gila soide le'avod of hanaviim." Nothing happens unless a Kaddish Baruch Hu is megala beremes the soide to his neviim to his chacham and what's going to happen later. So this Bava b'Buta is that Bava b'Buta, and this is what happened to him. It was the remes to him then from a Kaddish Baruch Hu what will eventually happen. So let's move on. Omer le Rav Nachman. This is Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Did we get there yet? No. Oh, today we did. So Omer le Rav Nachman. Rav said to Rav Nachman, Chazimar. Hi, my Rabbanan Dasim, my Rav Omer. Is the Kikuli Rabbanan Leveda of Huna Bar Abin Ushroi le Nidre? That he was requesting a Hataras Nadar. Vamr le Zil Uboi Rachmi Anafshach de Chatas. He said, even making the Neder, you require a Kapara. The Tanya of Dimi Barhu, the Rav Safa, Kol HaNoider, anybody who makes a neder, even if he's Mekayim the neder, Nikra Choyte. He's called a Choyte. And this may even go back to what we said before, Rav Shem Bayuchat. Amar Ozid, Maikra, what's the pasuk? Ki Sechta Lidor Lo Yiye B'Chachet. Halacha Da'ata, but if you don't hold yourself back from making a neder, Ika Chet. So there's a Chet. And really, this is the whole Shaila, the whole Maseches Nedarim, and here on Daf Ein Zayin Amud Beis, although we had earlier hints too in the Gemara along the way, what is the nature of a neder? A neder is something which one can make, he's not obligated to make. But is a person encouraged to make Nedarim, or do we see from the Masech that a person is not encouraged to make Nedarim? So if we take a look at the Haboina here, on the left side, it spans about 3-4 pages because the editor only gave, you know, just a few lines on each page to the Baina. So he writes here, and he sums up the whole Indian of the Dharm very beautifully. As do others, but we have it here. Amali Ravaler of Nachman. So Kama Hiflugu b'masech dezu b'prat le'el reish perkar ben Dharm b'mamarim zeh b'gnus hanoider. That we see from looking at the Masech as a whole, that Chazal do not speak highly of a person who makes neder. For Oyd Amru, for example, Chazal say, Hanoider neder ki ilu bana bama. That making a neder is like building a bama. V'hamakayman, he was makayman the neder ki ilu hikir v'alav karban, as if he bought a karban on the bama, which is even worse. Yet, mitzadachem etzini oimim, we find, in the Mishnah Avos, nidarim is a siag for precious. That a person can use neder to be a pirish and to achieve levels of kedusha. And the rayas from Yaakov Avinu, v'yidu Yaakov neder leimor, leimor ledoiris. So Yaakov is the makar of all nidarim. And there's a limud for all doiris about the ma'ala making nether. So turn the page. Reish Samech Bey is on the right side. V'hadrush orich ma'ayd. So this is a very lengthy sugya to try to put these two things together. V'yihi yedayim lenu poi lahar shanoi de beit sara ulasa siag liyitzo nachon b'tayv. And this is how we should be magdirit. If a person makes a nether based sara, or to make a siag for his yitzahara, such a nether is a good nether. And finds favor in the eyes of Chazal. Amnam, however, lead or neder al davish she'efshe la'ases v'li neder, but to make a neder on something which could have been done without a neder, koidem, Zeu sheba bechsev, and this is what the psukim say, sheyesh lehimana mimenu mikama tamim, that a person should refrain from nidarim, sheyesh lehem b'shos, for a few reasons, and he brings five or so reasons why not. Aleph, ad sheloi yidor hu nediv eslev, because until a person makes a neder, it's coming from his own volition, it's a nediv eslev, like you find by the nidvas hamishkan. So kama sheyase, everything which he does comes from, it's like a sweeter experience, more of a chav of Tashem. V'achash another, kol ma shekiyem, eino ele pira in chayv. It comes with a certain schleppiness that a person has a chiv to be mekayimit. So that chassidus that a person has, that he does it because it's a rishos, that he wants to do it, is lacking. Once he makes an edder, now he's mechoyev to do it. That's Aleph. Beis. Right? If the time of Baal Teacher comes, then every moment that he doesn't, being careful, be mekam the nether, so he's over and the iser Baal Teacher. Gimel, shu'ar lelayu kaimenu klal. He may never come to be mekam the nether. Dalid, sheyachnes atzma b'deicha. Glisha lelav hatar v'hetin edoyim parchim avrein lema ma sheyismayichu. So he puts himself in a deicha that he has to be matur nether. And the whole sugya of Ataras Adarim is the davar which the Mishnah says is it's parech ba'avir. The halachas are not so well based. And Mimela, he may not be find something to be saimichan. Hey, our fifth reason. Shetekit boidkin acharav. As soon as a person makes an eder in the heavens, they look for him. Chafbez, chafdal. Kilakech behakofa. Like the Gemara said earlier, va'achin nedar and levaker, that making an eder opens up a person's pinkas, his portfolio. So they're going to be chayker on this. They'll find even bigger chatoim. If a person he has these fake coins for over meches and he avoids paying the taxes, and they investigate that, and they find even worse, and then they toil him. So a person should stay far away from making nedarim. And this is what the Gemara says in Tainis about a nazir. So when a person makes I think it's about Tainis. He calls him Achlek is bin Nazir. Chadam Nikra Kadosh, Vechadam Nikra Choyte. So is he a Kadosh or is he a Choyte? So really, Akol Kafi Ha'adam Yazman Vasib Vakavan. It all depends. Sometimes he's a Kadosh and sometimes he's a Choyte. So it's not always clear cut. But Bederech Klal, to stay away from the Dar.
One of the tests. I generally use a Choyte because he's Mazar Asri Ben Ayayim. Except one case where he ate from the carbon of a Nazir because he saw his reflection in the pool, and he realized he ate Tzahar Chaptim, so he made an eder to cut his hair.
In Tainus, though, right?
No, in Nadarm.
Oh, it was in Nadarm. It was earlier. Mm.
With regard to that, to the reason for that he'll start doing it, it'll be much more of a yoke upon him. When we said that he's doing it baratzon, 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 now all of a sudden he takes upon himself a nether. Now it becomes a yoke for him, so he's... It becomes a huge burden for him.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe is it not that it's his real ratzon is to be mekayim the nether, to be mekayim that whatever it is he's taking a nether for. So maybe it seems like that he's using it as like a means to really be mekayim his true ratzon though.
Yeah, but now that he's margish the schleppiness of having to do it, it takes away from the Shlemus Halev.
Uh-huh. Would he prefer not to do it at all, though?
No, he knows that he wants to get it done. Uh-huh. But the question is now, in the quality of how he gets it done, is going to be lessened.
So it might even get him to a point where, I don't want this anymore.
Which is the earlier reason, uh-huh, that he may not do it at all. And even if he wants to be Matan Nether, he may never come to be Matan Nether properly. So that's a sikkum of the inyan of the Dharm. Now that we've come to the end of the Masechta, have a somewhat of an understanding. I know the next sugi we haven't done yet, but let's take a look, because it's a very famous Gemara. The Gemara says, go to the bottom of the, over here. Actually, you know, let's turn the page. We're not going to have time to do everything. Mara says, be careful of aniyim, mehem teitzei Torah. And in on Daf Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph, we have a very famous Gemara. And this is on Reish Samach Beis, yeah? In the middle, about five lines down, Ravina Amar. I'm sorry. Yeah. Ravina Amar, She'ein mevarachim b'Torah t'chila. The Amar of Yehuda Amarav. Ma'i dechsev miha eish hechocham v'yovin azayis. So in Yemiya, and speaking about Churban Beis HaMikdash, the question is asked, who is the Chacham who understands this? Meaning the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So the initial Chachamim, the Nevi'im, the Malach HaShares, v'lo Pishu. So the Chachamim, the Nevi'im, Malach HaShares, nobody could explain and to answer this question of Kodesh Baruch Hu, why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Shenemar, as it says, Vayimah Hashem Allah is Torah, because they forsake my Torah, Hashem had to answer this question. So the Gemara says, the Pasuk goes on to say, Lo Yishamu B'Koyidu V'Loy Halchuba. So Hainu Lo Yishamu B'Koyidu Hainu Loy Halchuba. It seems to be the same thing. So Amar Yehud Amar Rav, Shaloi Berchu B'Torah Tchila. That they didn't make a bracha on the Torah. This very famous Gemara. Of course, the question is obvious. Everybody's wondering. What do you mean that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because they didn't make Brichas HaTorah? The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Shechichas HaMegillah Ra'ayis and Avodah Zarah. So take a look at in the Kafta of Aferach, which we have here. There's many beautiful pieces on this. So you know, first off, there's a very famous Bach. All this from Magdoshim quoted. So on Daf Dalin, on the Kafta of Aferach, on the bottom left, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Shem Evarchem B'Torah Tchila. You have it? Omashikas Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Ravina Mevi Rami Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Shehik Shakadosh Baruch Hu is Makbid Alam Nei Torah. Afilu Oiskim Batuvin, if they learn a lot of Torah, Im Einam Zehir and Levarach B'Torah Tchila. Seems like a very light avera to have Churban Beis HaMikdash, not to make Brichas HaTorah Tchila. That the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Torah is that there should be this profound kesher between our neshama and the nishmas HaTorah. That we should never forget to create this deep kesher between us and the Torah, our 613 and its 613. And if we learn Torah with this intention, then we would be a merkav and a heichal for Shechinas Hashem. Shehaisa Shechina mamish b'kirbam, the Shechina would be mamish amongst us. Ki heichal Hashem hema, we would be the Beis HaMikdash. U'b'kirbam mamish haisa Shechina kavas dirasai, and within us the Shechina would be kavei adira. Ve'arez kulu haisa me'ira mechvayde. U'b'zayia kishu pamalya shalmalim pamalya shalmata v'ayah mishkan echad. And it would make all the worlds one. But since they were only learning Torah, only that they should be big bekiyim in Torah, that they should know the din and be dayonim, or l'tzarech ma'aseh matan, or just to have conversation in Torah, gan lehisgo, so for their own gaiva. Or even to bring down the Shechina into this world, but only so that they should have big madrigas after Misa. Which is also a pagam in what he says is lishma. Hinibazel also pirish and istalka shechina min haaretz. This drove away the shechina from the world. Va'alu the lamala and went up. Va'aretz nisha begashmusa b'li kedusha. So since they were megashim the whole avoid of Torah, the world was now in a gashmi state because the shechina went up. V'zehayachar mechorban v'avedas. So since the shechina wasn't in the Beis HaMikdash anymore, so our enemies were able to come and to enter and to destroy it. V'hu amar miya isha chacham. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu asks, who is wise enough to understand Alma of the Aretz? And Hashem says, Allah is the Rosh Hashanah to the Iftaim. Yomer Torah Sai Torah MS, meaning Torah Si, meaning my Torah, the Torah which is the truthful Torah. Ashenasati Hamatana Shal Yilamid the Vesheichim, the Gampir Ashlim Tam called Vem Perishayim. That they should learn it and not to forget it, and how I explained everything to them, that I gave it to them like a Shulchan Aruch, Ve'elam Mishpash Mershotatz Mifayim, Ve'kavanasi, and I intended she is Kashu Be'etzim Kedushas Torahsi Torah MS, Vesheshchinat Heshair Be'kirbam. That I wanted that each Yid should make themselves into a Mikdash through learning Torah. But they left my Torah. Pirish tchila sahalicha birichnias tayra mimadrigal madriga. What does it mean? Loi holchuba. He says that they didn't use Torah as a way of being a halicha. They go from one madriga to the next madriga. That's the key words here. Dveikas haneshama baatmas kedushas tayra. Loi holchuba. Loi holchuba lishma. The shashuba liftayach beisak atara levarach when he's bracha like this on a sina satara lama Yisrael. What bracha? To thank Hashem, Hashem b'chabanim mikodu amin. Kedei sheidveikim b'kdushasim mishpinas tizbarach. V'u mokhav v'birchas Hashem b'chabanu ala shekevonu lifni ha'asina. Because Hashem b'chabanu means go back to the giving of Torah. That He gave us a Torah ha'kdoisha, Torah's emes, kleichem dasai. That He's mishtashteya b'vuchoyayim. Again, kedei sheidtizdabik nishmaseinu b'atzbis kdushas ha'torah v'ruch niyusa. Ola hoirid ha'shchina b'kirbeinu lo yhochu balasa b'divi Torah lishma. It wasn't lishma like the Ran here says very famously. According to Rabbi Yonah on the Gemara, ki bazeh nanshu shenistalka hashchina min atachtoinim. There's Jehovah, the Shechina, therefore of the Haaretz. Therefore, the land was desolate. Nitzta kamibu mibli oivik lamer necher v'nishar chamiyusam mibli oivik shem kedushas hashchina. It was only a gof without a neshama because the Shechina was nistalik. V'chakachi gersus of alfas v'loin de teresecha lishma, which is what we say, which is in the second bracha. So, according to the Bach, the Pshat of the Gemara is that since they didn't learn Torah, so that they should be nis'atzim, kedushas haneshama b'kedushas ha'tayra, and it was only for their own reasons, as shalom l'shma could be. So Mamela, there was a gerishin of the Shechina, the Beis HaMikdash was left without the Shechina, Mamela was shayach to Chorban. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was very much b'chav of this Bach. This Bach is really one of the very big yisoidos in all of Chassidus. It's a very, very beautiful Bach. But we see from here, from this Bach, and from others as well, that the bracha, which we're talking about here, shel berachah b'torah tchila, because everybody wonders, well, we make three brachas on Torah, so what bracha did they not make a bracha on? Is referring to the third bracha, Asher b'chabanu mikol amim. And that's how the Bnei Yisachar learns. He's also on that page, but he was run over. It's a little bit of a long piece, but he writes that the whole inyan of shel berachah b'torah tchila is that we say Asher nasa lanu Torah ha'emes. That there's an idiom which is called Noisin HaTorah. Shalom Berachah B'Torah Tchila means that they didn't learn Torah in a way that they were makir, that from Matan Torah, there's a call, Godol V'lo Yosaf, that there's a Hemshech of Matan Torah, and that's called Noisin HaTorah. They didn't learn Torah with this Bechina, this Havana, that there's a Nesinas HaTorah which is taking place at all times. That's the Bnei Yisachar, which is your tzeh today, so very Noah HaDvarim L'Shem Mamra. If you take a look, and on the next page, on Vav of the Kaftar V'Ferach, on the bottom right, the Makor Mayim Chaim, which is the Perish on the Baal Shem Tov al Torah, he writes on this, Val Pizeh Tavin Mash'amar, I think he's quoting the Degel, or the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, the Degel Machan Ephraim, Amar Mechachamina Mipnei Mach, Chari Yushalayim Ashla Bercha B'Torah Tchila, that Yushalayim was destroyed because they didn't make Berchas HaTorah, Amar Huzal, Chayna Shalu Berchu Berchas V'Ha'arivna. That was the bracha, says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, which is the bracha Rishayna, which you make on the Torah every morning. That's the bracha. Vaydehanal who moving kitzorach lispalu laze. A person needs to daven. That Torah makes a person into another hashalim. And then a person, he can drink all types of waters from the Torah. It can be a sam hachaim or a sam hamavas. Therefore, tzorach lispalu levakash al Hashem Yisbarach shiyitam b'seirosa tamam maimam mesukim v'areivim, that we need to be mispalu to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's what the Birchas HaTorah is for, that in learning Torah, we should be zeichet to the sweet waters of Torah. And that's what the Ha'arevna is. Give us the sweetness of Torah, the sweet waters of Torah. Ad kan l'shayna. That was the taitch of the Baal Shem Tov, which bracha was. And he says, v'ikr dar v'zem avur, v'zor HaKodesh inu d'mishtadlu v'lishma nafak l'n mayad d'reis ha'mesukim. Those who learn Torah l'shma, they taste very sweet waters of Torah. as it says, "Vatoshes ha'edu be'ina ve'ina domishadu v'lishma nafik line." Those who don't, they don't get the sweet waters of Tyre. So different opinions what bracha it is, Hashem b'charvanu, or v'ha'arevna. And take a look at the Chassam Sefer, which is the next one, makam on the top. And this is also said in the name of the Chafetz Chaim. Yishlam er de'ikir haschar hu al isak ha'toyer b'simcha v'tov levav. Tyre, which is learned with a simcha and a tov levav, that's the what? That's the ikr schar for the minatayr. Vinei, Yalfinan birchas atayr b'kavachem birchas hanoi. Al chay shem arach al chay anon l'kosh again. So Gemara says, how do we know to make birchas atayr? Because if you have to make a birchas hanenin, so certainly you should have to make on a birchas atayr, which is chay oilam. Or b'chay shog gufa yalfina bracha l'fana b'kavachem u'shus aviyam arach shu arayim l'kosh. The Gemara learns out that you make a bracha rishona from bracha achrayna. So you have to bench afterwards. Certainly you have to make a bracha before while you're still hungry.
It's a daya also.
Huh?
If the home occurs from Birchas Mazon is already kalchem.
Yeah, that's good idea. But with Torah, nami shayach rav. So just like when it comes to Birchas Hananin, so there's rav, and that's why you have to make a bracha. Like we say, that you should drink Torah with a thirst. But since they didn't have a simcha in Torah, they didn't drink it b'tzama, al kein lo bracha lefaneha. The Chafetz Chaim adds on that. That's why we say. The Mishnah says that if a person, if he doesn't drink mayim letzimayim, it doesn't make a bracha. Water is one of those things that since there's no inherent hana on water, if a person doesn't have any hana from it, he doesn't make a bracha. So the Chafetz Chaim says shelo bercha b'tara tchila means that since Torah is compared to water, and if you're not drinking water for thirst, you don't have to make a bracha. Shelo bercha b'tara tchila means that they weren't drinking it with a real tzman. And for that, that's why they lost the Torah and they lost the base of Mikdash too. That's what he says. Okay, there's more to say about this inyan, but we'll hold it for now because we have to go down right. Shkoyach.